This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Byron Slack on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Collision Center, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Toucan's Ale House. And now, here's your host, Geisha Dudley.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Dr. Byron Slack on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am your host, Geisha Dudley. This Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show is sponsored by the Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jets Pharmacy, and by Toucan's Ale House. And now joining us is the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Dr. Byron Slack. Welcome back, coach.
Thank you so much for having me again.
And before we start, I would like to congratulate you on your first win of the season against Groves High a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I see we have a few guests joining us tonight. Who do we have?
Sure, joining us tonight is going to be our quarterback, Keegan Walker.
All right,
and one of my new coaches we'll meet in another segment or two, Jason Jones.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, coach, what the score was 63-0.
Yeah, 63-0.
Really?
Yeah, it was interesting Saturday. Interesting, okay. Saturday. We knew that. We certainly knew it was a game we thought we could win handedly, but what we wanted to focus on the whole week was making sure that somehow, some way, we found a way to get better.
Okay.
And in a game like that, no slight on Groves. They're a budding program, brand new coach, trying to get some things together. And again, it's not to slight them at all, but we knew it was a game that we thought we could win. Very handedly, and we went out and did that. And to their credit, I always want to give them credit, because you know those kids that are out there certainly love football.
Yes.
Because you know, all the glitz and glamour, and we are fortunate to have support and some things that they don't have. But in any event, they had some kids that love ball, and there were two or three kids over on their side that I'd love to have being a Pirate. They had a running back, number 7.
Yes.
And had a big old offensive lineman, number 54. That, mm-hmm. And I'd take them two kids any day. So, again, not to slight them in any way, shape, or form, we thought it was a game that we had a very good chance to win and win handedly, and the kids went out and did that.
Okay. So what were some key takeaways you saw on both sides of the ball?
Well, you know, some of the key takeaways, again, like I said, our main objective was to go out there and find a way to get better. We have a saying about make a different mistake. So when we turned on the film, on my play sheet, in my first box, I have all the down and distance and all that broke down, but in my first box, I had three things: coach the pee out of them, over exaggerate the details, and find a way to get better. So on the sideline on Saturday, as a result of having to play the next day, I challenge my coaches to find something, not necessarily bad, but find a way to coach them every play. And there was an instance, one of our DBs I got out there, and you know, Coach Jones had pointed out he was being lazy in his technique. And, you know, we kind of got after him, and he was looking like, you know, what's kind of the big deal? And I told him, hey, it may not show up today on this Saturday afternoon, but in at that point, in 2 weeks, it's going to show up. So those are some of the things, the key takeaways. I thought we did a good job with just technique being where we're supposed to be in lining up.
Okay. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Byron Slack on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, about Saturday, I think we had to play two Saturdays in a row, ain't it?
Yeah.
This weather.
I've been around a long time. I hate to date myself, but when I first started coaching high school ball back in 99, 2000,
you know,
the season didn't start until this week.
Oh, okay.
And so we got these early games now, and I don't know if, and I can't remember in the past 5 years where we hadn't had rained out or had to play a game the next day, because we're in quote unquote the, my grandma used to say the dog days in August where it rains every day and whatnot. So that's just kind of what we're having to deal with, and we certainly hope we're able to get out there on this Friday.
Okay, all right. To which I'm going to tell you, sitting in the stands on a Saturday night was very different, but that weather was good, though. It held
it
up.
Was. It was very, very good weather. I liked the 6 o'clock kickoff, too. Mm-hmm. And, got in there and got going and was at the house, I think, by 9:30, 9:45, so that wasn't bad.
I think in the future, we should, like, incorporate some Saturday games.
You know that they do a lot of that in Atlanta just because of the referees and whatnot. But absolutely, I think you know, going into an off week, it'd be a great time to have a Saturday game.
So who were the offensive and scouts team players of the game?
Well, our offensive player of the game is going to join us a little later. Keegan Walker, our quarterback.
Okay.
We'll talk about his stats then. And then our scout team player of the week was a kid named Calvion Mobley. He did a great job for us on scout team, and if you saw at the end of that game, he was number 44. He played, had a great game on JV, and then got out there on that Saturday night against Groves, and I think he had about 9 plays and 4 or 5 tackles. So he's a young player that we expect good things out of here in the very near future.
Okay, yeah, because what that Thursday, right, was JV's first game?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they won.
Yeah,
against
won
the
that game.
Team across the way.
Yes, won that, beat that team across the way.
Oh.
And played last Thursday as well. Uh-huh. Went over to Wayne County and won 32-0.
Awesome.
So we got a good young squad that we're expecting some good things out of.
Yeah, I was impressed to see. I mean, because it was at the Groves game, it was like spread out. So,
yeah.
I mean, everybody like got a piece of the pie.
Yeah, and we had told them during the week that. You know, one thing I've always done, and again, I'm just going by guys that I work for, and as they come up, as far as developing players, I've had a time explaining people since I got here to Brunswick that we don't have ninth grade coaches or JV coaches. We have coaches. And when our JV plays on Thursdays, we practice in the morning, and the varsity coaches go coach.
Awesome.
All the coaches, uh-huh. should I say. Again, uh-huh. we don't have JV or ninth grade coaches.
So you're
coaches.
Just not showing up on a Friday night.
Right, right. I've never saw the logic of having a child in your program for a year and a half, and you don't ever get to meet him or coach him because
right.
he was a ninth grader.
Uh-huh.
So we told them, hey, when y'all get out there, if you get a chance to play on Friday night, you're going to be held to the same standard because you're the same individual. You go to the same meetings. You got the same practice as the older guys.
Uh-huh.
So. They answered the call.
Awesome. Because you never know when your number is going to be called, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Under the Friday night lights, we're at a weekend practice. Sports injuries happen fast. But Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is already on your team. Trusted by local schools across Glynn County and coastal Georgia. Across our 3 clinics, we bring that same athletic expertise to active families with fast, convenient care. Backed by Southeast Georgia Health System, we're here to get you back safely in the game. Visit sghs.org/summit to learn more. That's sghs.org/SUMMIT.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises. Just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on in to Jack's Tire and Brakes off at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Dr. Byron Slack on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am your host, Geisha Dudley. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Jack's Tire and Brake. So, Coach Jones, welcome first to the show.
Thank you for having me, and wish everybody a happy Labor Day.
Yeah, so happy we go back to work tomorrow. Anyway, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Jay Jones. I've been coaching for 15 years, originally from Alabama, so don't hold that against me. And excited to be a Brunswick Pirate. I have to say thank you for everybody that's made my transition here fantastic. Coach Slack, the school, Mr. Turner, the board, everybody's just made my transition great. I'm excited to be here and looking forward to good things to come.
Awesome.
Coach Jones, if you wouldn't mind, I've coached with Coach Jones a number of years ago at Camden. Had the opportunity to bring him back up here from his past job at that time when I hired him. If you give us a little history on that, Coach Jones, if you don't mind telling everybody.
Oh, no, not at all. Well, I was in the retail world for a little bit, helping with the family business, and actually got an opportunity to serve on city council, so I guess that's why the high school had me come in to teach government a little bit.
Okay.
And exciting time for that, no doubt. And,
awesome.
Got the opportunity to come back to South Georgia. Coach Slack called me up, spoke to him. I knew the principles and standards that he has for his program, and didn't want to hesitate an opportunity to work with him again and be part of South Georgia football.
Awesome.
It was an odd deal when I called him and I asked him about coming to coach and whatnot. And then he said, yeah, I can get there, and blah, blah, but I got a city council meeting Monday and I can't. I said, well, why are you going to a city council meeting? You know, just blow it off, man. You don't do that anytime. He's like, no, I'm actually
elected official.
Elected official. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. You know, I'm just joking.
I couldn't believe it either.
Yeah. But we're fortunate to have him up here. Coach Jones been around a lot of great football programs, and it was a great opportunity to get him up here.
Great. Well, welcome, Coach Jones. Welcome. And now, the man of the week, I heard. Player of the week, Mr. Keegan Walker.
Hey, how everybody doing today?
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm Keegan Walker. I'm in my senior year. I'm number 4. I play quarterback for the Brunswick High Pirates, and I'm looking forward to a great season with my guys.
That's awesome. That's the attitude we need to have, Mr. Walker.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, after watching Grant Moore these past 2 years or so, what are some things you've learned from him?
Grant really installed a lot of leadership skills in me. Watching him rally all our guys outside of football, coming together, keeping us together, and a team bonding, he installed that in me. So I really wanted to pick that up and take that into this year.
Awesome. So what are some things you've taken initiative to implement on your own?
Normally, I like to go out with my friends and stuff, but I took it more like adding more people around that don't get a chance to come out with us and hang out with them, make them feel part of the family that we're ready to build this year.
That's great, because it's all about the family, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's all about the family. All right, so tell me about them, what, 5 touchdowns?
Yes, ma'am.
8 for 8 completion?
Yep.
And stuff. What's going on?
Nah, it was just a good game plan my coach set up that week. We just knew we had to come out here and focus on the details that Coach Slack said. So that was the big part of the week in practice, was the big word with details, keep practicing details. So I just went out there and focused on the details and hit what was given to me.
Well, that's awesome. You did a marvelous job.
Thank you.
You did a marvelous job.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so how's your feelings going into this week with Grayson?
My feeling is still the same. Come out there and capitalize on what we coach, because I believe what we're coach, we really have a chance this year. This year, we have a new coaching staff. Don't get me wrong, last year coaching staff was also great, but this year I feel like we have a great opportunity to come together and actually do something. So I wouldn't say I look at this as another game, but it's another game on our schedule that we got to come out of business.
Okay, all about the business. That's great. Stay disciplined. Keep focus. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Keegan.
Well, let me say something about Keegan since I got here, and I've said it many times, that his command of the offense and his willingness to work to be able to run the offense has stood out. And I think that he is just going to continue to get better and better. Again, and I want to say that again, his willingness to work to learn and run the offense is what's setting him apart right now. And again, I expect for him to just get better and better as the weeks go on. You know, I talk to him all the time, feet. I just stand back there behind and go, let me see your feet. Because all I know about quarterbacks is hot feet. So stuff like that. So, but we're really impressed with him.
Okay, more to come. You're listening to the Brunswick's High Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So thank you for all of that by Keegan.
Absolutely.
So, but Coach, this week we have Grayson coming into town with a lot of talent and a new head coach as yourself. What have you seen from Grayson that concerns you the most?
Grayson. That's it.
I think they're number seven, right?
Yes.
Number seven in the state?
They were number eight in the country as the season started. They lost their first two games. They beat Langston Hughes on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They're a ball club that at last count, within their team, they had 600 scholarship offers.
Oh, wow.
Their front seven on their defense are all going to Power Four schools. Two offensive linemen and a tight end are all committed to Nebraska. A running back, I think, committed to Troy State. The list goes on and on of the talent that they have. Now, they played two great ball clubs early on in North Gwinnett.
Oh, yeah.
And Sandy Creek, the 3A, now 4A state champions. But they are as talented of a club as I imagine that we will see this year, and arguably that have come through those gates over at Glenn County Stadium.
Right.
I know Gainesville came down here last year. Mm-hmm. They were a very talented group. But this crew coming down is they're different, and when they walk on the field, everybody's gonna see that. And I just told our kids, if you're a big game hunter, this Friday's gonna be an opportunity for you to show, and I fully expect our kids to rise to the occasion. I've been talking about Grayson and how great they are, but heck, we got a receiving corps that I think has three Division I kids in it. We got two running backs that already got Division I offers. We got a couple kids in the back end that I think are as good of players as there are around as well. So I'm anxious to see them stack up against this great Grayson team.
Okay. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Dr. Byron Slack on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
At Jets Pharmacy, we are proud supporters of high school football, student athletes, families, and our community. Locally owned and operated with a new location conveniently in front of I-95 Toyota, Jets Pharmacy offers GLP-1 weight loss options, peptides, wellness supplements, and all of your pharmacy needs with a hometown smile. Plus, refer a friend to Jets. When they transfer a prescription and mention your name, you get $20 in Jets store credit. Stop in and check out our gifts and boutique items, perfect for any occasion. Jets Pharmacy, your health, your community, your pharmacy.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. GoldenEyes.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The best place for great food, live entertainment, and karaoke in Brunswick? Toucans, 2450 Perry Lane Road at the end of the spur. Toucans is your locally owned favorite spot for burgers, wings, loaded tenders, and more for almost 20 years. And be sure to catch the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with new Pirate Coach Byron Slack all season at Toucans, Monday nights at 7 for all your Pirate football info.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Dr. Byron Slack on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am your host, Geisha Dudley. And this segment is brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision Center, and by Toucan's Ale House. All right, Coach, so we were just talking a little bit about Grayson. So, and they do have athletes who can make big plays on both sides of the ball. How do you prepare our players to stay disciplined and not give up those explosive plays?
Exactly what you said, discipline. We're going to try to, defensively, I've always been of the mindset of just line up and give yourself a chance to make a play. We're not going to try to be too fancy. I don't like to let everybody know how much football I know by how many coverages we can run and how many different ways we can adjust to this or adjust to that. We're going to be sound, and with a group like coming down here Friday, we just want to line up and give ourselves a chance. And again, we've been stressing the discipline in the moment. I'll continue to say that. You ask a kid after they mess up, they'll say, yeah, I knew what I was supposed to do. But that coaching and practice time allows them to be disciplined in the moment. The one thing I challenged our coaching staff to do this week was to coach their butts off on scout team. When our offense is going and we got our scout team defense going, every defensive coach we have over there is in the middle of it, coaching them kids, making them go fast, making them go hard. And we do the same thing on offense to give ourselves a look to try some way, shape, or form to simulate the speed that we're going to see on Friday. And that's what's going to help us negate those big plays, just being ready for it.
Speaking of plays, Coach, it was one play that was called back on that Friday. Hurdling?
Hurdling, yes, yes. Hurdling is kind of the rugby punt scenario.
Oh.
And what that means is it just depends on who's refereeing that night and get your interpretation of it. You're not supposed to be able to hurdle a player.
Uh-huh.
However, again, depending on who's refereeing that night, their version or their deal of hurdling can differ. You know,
the dude could have got his knees knocked out of him.
Well, if a player is, I think the way they interpret it, if the defensive player like goes low on the ground and their body is on the ground, you can jump over them, but if they are running mid-stride and they're standing up and you jump, hurdle them, then that's, I don't know.
Again, the boy was attacking him.
Right. And again, it's kind of like the rugby deal.
When
the punter's running with the ball, you can't hit him because he's in the act of kicking. So I said, well, I'm just going to tell my punter to put the ball down like this and run a touchdown.
Right.
There's nobody touching him.
Right.
It just depends on who's refereeing that night.
Oh, okay. That's understandable. But these some new rules, and I was like, what?
Yes.
Yeah. So, what players do you expect to step up and have a big impact against Grayson this week?
Well, defensively, what they do up front is going to put us to the test when their offense. They are huge up front. Their smallest player, I think, is 6'4", 285 pounds up front. and they will put in five and six offensive linemen. So at any given point, they're going to be no smaller than 6'4", 285 at center, guards, tackles, and extra tight end, and the fullback they bring in, that's an offensive lineman. So you're playing up front for us this Friday, you're going to get put to the test.
Keegan, bet you them boys that eat their Wheaties and peanut butter and protein, this, whatever they need to do.
Okay? Right.
Stand tall.
And certainly offensively, they've got some great skill kids in the back, up front. Again, all those guys in that front seven are Division I players. But I hope that our skill kids on the perimeter, we're going to do some things that I think will give us an opportunity. So the guys catching the ball, and certainly our quarterback throwing it, and the guys catching it, some of our quick game stuff is going to be very important to be able to capitalize on. So to answer your question, I guess always in the trenches, and then our skill guys on offense being able to catch the ball. The simple catches, the easy catches and easy throws are going to be huge Friday.
Okay. Well, this is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Dr. Byron Slack on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, thank you for that, Coach. So, all in all, how can the players who stepped up against Groves carry that momentum into this week's game?
Well, practice.
Practice.
Monday through Thursday. We are physical when we practice. Every day we open up with physicality. Mm-hmm. We did Oklahoma this morning. And tomorrow, Oklahoma is basically an old school drill, and you got to come out there and see it one time.
I'll Coach, I'll be early. I'll too early in the morning. I'll be trying to get my last minute in.
Well, it's a contact drill where we line up, and it's not fancy. We put dummies on the right and left, and you got to run down in between the dummies. And mm-hmm. we put three or four offensive guys and three or four defensive guys, and we hand the running back the ball. Okay. And we'll start tomorrow with board drills. We just get a few paces away from each other, and I blow the whistle, and they start running into each other.
Okay, I'll be thinking about that in my sleep.
So, but that's what we're going to have to do. We are going to have to be physical, and we're going to have to be able to weather the storm. Those guys are going to make plays, and they got great players. We just got to keep swinging and not go into a shell when they make a big play, because they, Lord knows, they're going to make some. But we just got to be able to just withstand, forget about it, and play the next play.
All right. So what does this game mean for your program early in the season?
Well, it's a measuring stick. I've been telling the kids, win, lose, or draw, Friday we'll know.
Okay.
We'll know who we can count on. We'll know what we need to work on for sure. We'll know a bunch of things after Friday, because I imagine every child that steps on that field is probably going to go against the hardest person they've ever had to tackle, the mm-hmm. hardest person they've ever had to block. Mm-hmm. The competition level is going to jump up so high, so fast, that you're going to have no other choice but to bring your best. And I fully expect our kids to do that. So it's going to be a great measuring stick. Like I said, win, lose, or draw. Even every time I've taken over, I was at 2A school, and the first 2 years we played Valdosta.
Oh.
And because I wanted to know. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to know. And when we scheduled Grayson, people say, why you schedule Grayson? I said, why not?
Right.
So I'm excited about it.
Awesome. I think we all going to be excited about it. So before we get out of here, back to Mr. Walker. Walker, why don't you tell us a little secret, what y'all be talking about, Coach Slack? Give me one of them Coach Slack moments, please. We gonna act like he ain't here.
I would give Coach Slack is a very energetic person. He's very passionate about the sport of football, mm-hmm. and we all caught on to that quick. Mm-hmm. So one day we probably in the field house after school, 3:20. We all getting dressed, weather just pouring down lightning. Coach Slack, the first thing I ever seen Coach Slack was just clapping. Real disappointed. He looked like he was getting agitated. I'm like, what's wrong, Coach? because I'm ready to go outside and play some football. He was on go. So I know one thing, that Coach Slack will always be ready to go on the football field and on a Friday night. So looking forward to stepping behind him.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for the Brother Kai Coaches Show with Coach Dr. Byron Slack on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week right here at Toucan Ale House during the season. I'm your host, Geisha Dudley. Until next week, and as always, go Pirates.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.